Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Dr. John Huber. He's a professor of undergraduate and graduate psychology at Texas State University. He's a clinical psychologist and chairman of Main Street Mental Health. Put a .org on the end of that. Is that right, John? And you
yes,
can find
sir.
Their website, so check all that. We're talking about research that you conducted. You know, John, one thing I'd like to point out, you said something in the previous segment. Folks, by the way, in the previous segment, John introduced this research that they conducted on how we're affected by just the mere presence of a cell phone, of our smartphone, even if it's upside down, even if it's turned off almost. But
yes.
If it's near us, if it's within reaching distance, our brain is siphoning off capacity to that I'm going to call it a pod, and the magic wand. But if your phone is in another room, you don't have access to it. You get back that brain capacity that was previously siphoned off. That's very interesting research. So your smartphone, in some ways, maybe it's not making you stupid, but it's making you, it's not allowing you to operate at maximum capacity on the task at hand if it doesn't involve a smartphone. Now here's something I want to stick in here, John. So I am addicted to having my phone with me. I admit it. And the reason I am is because I have family, children, grandchildren moving around the marketplace, moving around the world. I want to be able to, if they need me, I want them to be able to get me, okay? Texting, phone, email, whatever they want to do. I want to have access to them if they need it. I'm allergic to newsprint, so I read my Wall Street Journal over the phone. I love that. I love my Wall Street Journal. I now have music. I've said that earlier on. My playlist is on my phone. I like that. So I email. I check my email when I'm traveling. I made a trip the other day. I didn't even take my computer. My smartphone did everything I needed for that particular trip. So I'm addicted to having it with me. But I don't think I'm addicted to it. Do you see the difference?
Yes, I do. We get neurostimulus, you know, an endorphin rushes whenever we get feedback from apps and from those texts from your family. You get a little boost of endorphin. It makes you feel kind of good.
Yeah,
you know where
you like hearing
are,
that,
you know.
That little noise going off or whatever.
And those are legitimate, real relationships you have there. The problem is, you know, the high school and college kids who have, you know, 2,500 friends on Facebook or on Instagram, and these people, they're getting those same endorphin bumps, but it's not a real... Right. And so, I mean, when they're sick, they don't have anybody who's going to come and help make chicken soup for them. So it's kind of saccharine sweet. There's the sweetness there, but there's no nutritional value, and especially emotionally. But you get triggered, you get reinforced for that, just like ringing the bell with Pavlov's dog.
Mm-hmm.
And your body starts getting conditioned for that, and you get those bumps all day long, and you start to not feel normal if you're not getting that endorphin.
Well, see, and this is where I'm trying to justify my behavior here, I guess, where I separate my obsession. I'm obsessed with having my phone, you could say, but if it's in my pocket, nothing's happening. I don't pull it out and say, why isn't it something happening?
Well, do you get the phantom vibration, whatever, in your pocket?
No,
oh, somebody
never.
Just texted me.
Never.
Okay, well, that's actually very common. But I think the addiction comes in when you can't put that phone down and function in your real world.
Right.
Or if that real world activity is interfered with by that. You know,
well, like a meal. I love the commercials where they've got these new commercials where they, where the family takes the everybody's smartphone away so they can sit down and have a meal. I had to impose that this last year or two at Christmas and Thanksgiving with my bunch and say, okay, phones out, phones don't come to the table. And
exactly.
And you know, because before I did that, they all brought them to the table. Of course, the kids, they can't help it. They're history. They're gone. Right?
Exactly.
And let me throw one other thing out here. There are children out there who don't know their neighborhood because they don't look outside when they drive along in the car.
That is so true. My son is, we're looking at his driver's education and temporary license right now.
They don't know the streets. They don't know roads because when mommy's driving them somewhere, they've got their head in their phone. They don't look out to see where intersections are, where buildings are. They can't tell you where they are sometimes. I experienced that recently.
But if I take my son out to the ranch where we go hunting and fishing, he knows exactly where he's at because he's too involved in what's going on in the real world to pull out the phone.
Ask your kids, folks. That's one thing I'd like to say, John. Ask your teenagers. Drop them off somewhere and have them tell you where they are. Drop them off and have them find their way out.
Find your way home now.
Yeah. I'm being serious. Hey, John, I need your website again, please.
MainstreamMentalHealth.org.
And the link to the research that he's got is right there, John. Hey, John, will you come back? Good job today.
Hey, definitely. I loved your show, Jim. It sounds like you got a great thing going here.
I appreciate it. I'll see you next time. Dr. John
awesome.
Huber, ladies and gentlemen, check that out. Mainstream Health, Mental Health, MainstreamMentalHealth.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.